Good morning, 6:27 a.m. on June the 18th. 19th. June the 19th. Fifteen and a half minutes on the first mile. Whew. Rocking it this morning. Holy cow. The 19th. Yes. Okay. Wednesday. So Tara Lee sent me a note yesterday afternoon saying, "Oh, you must be really busy. Not only did you forget to post the post, you haven't uploaded today's file." Tara grabs the files directly from the folder on my server without waiting for the post necessarily, which is good because that's a handy reminder. So I went and looked, and sure enough, it's still sitting there waiting for publish. And it's like 3 in the afternoon, tardy Tuesday. The problem is that the timing in this is awkward because I get home and I have time to eat and grab a cup of coffee before I have to take the kid to school. And when I get the kid to school, by the time I get home, I've forgotten about it. So I thought about it, for example, when I took the kid to school. I thought about it again when I went back to pick her up at 11:45. It's like, oh damn, I forgot to do that. And we had to go to the grocery store yesterday. By the time we got home, I had forgotten it because, among other things, the cable people called and said, yeah, the electricians, we're going to come and run that cable this afternoon if that's okay. I said, sure, when do you want to be there? They said, oh, how about 1? So we beat feet back to the house. We go back 12:15. They showed up at 12:30. I took all afternoon to get the cable strung. But they did a really good job. We have cable again. My wife can stop bugging me about the cable. And they didn't have to splice any wires or tear through any walls or do anything like that. They played a little bit with outdoors and siding and their little wire chases and flexible fiberglass fishing rods, and they managed to pull a cable through the wall, through the ceiling, under the floor joists, behind the paneling on the outside of the house, and set up really nice. They even helped me move the big heavy TV stand back against the wall, which is good because with a couple of guys helping, it went pretty easily compared to pulling it out, which was not easy at all. So it went well, it did. But between writing all morning, yay, haven't made anywhere near enough progress, but some, and chores in the afternoon, which seems to be a good breakdown. I forgot to post stuff the last couple of days. I had it because I've been out walking. I got out at 6 a.m. I'm a little bit winded for my 15 and a half minute mile. It's It's a gorgeous morning. There's a blue sky overhead. Nice and blue. It's a little bit of haze in the south. Yesterday's weather was wild here. There was a tornado at DIA, which is always fun. And then there were actually three here in Weld County. And the tornado warning was in effect for here in Greeley yesterday afternoon. So that was fun. Just in time to get the Weather Channel back so I could actually watch the warnings and not have to rely on my phone to give me, there's a tornado warning somewhere in your area. Really, thanks for the clue. But yeah, I figured when I went to pick up the kid yesterday, the motherships were building over the mountains and swept across the high plains in the afternoon. It wasn't too bad. This morning is beautiful. So I'm being in the day. It's my goal. Be in the day. Get home. Get this at least uploaded to Dropbox so that when I discover it at 10 o'clock or something, you know, have it ready for me to grab and move. The images, of course, are already in place. I just have to get them into the post. A couple quick copy paste and a publish. I can just remember to do the publish. Yeah. Anyway. So, I finished another PS Power book. And I'm a little miffed because he cliffhangered it. He had a whole story that has not completed and he cliffhangered it. And not only was it not completed, none of the storylines really tied up. Although I suppose. But then the last paragraph, everybody was arrested. That was it. That was the end of the book. And then the next book will be ready soon. Next book is actually already ready, but it's like, no, dude, that's not cool. Definitely not cool. So I almost didn't bother to get the next book, but the problem is that I inadvertently bought book 5, so I'll be buying book 4, I suspect. Unless the sample totally pisses me off. Which has happened. But I gotta say that as much as I have enjoyed them, I've enjoyed them less as they've gone along. The gimmick is always the same. Somebody mentions something I'd like to have and he invents it. Or somebody comes up with an improvement of something that's already happening. So, of course, he betters it. And so far, nothing has failed. Although he has died several times, almost died several times. So, you know, it's like, I have to be a little bit careful here because the share books have an awful lot of the same kind of gimmicky stuff. It's not that Ishmael doesn't fail. He doesn't fail at trading. Once he didn't deliver a cargo, but it was made up. And he had a good reason. But he also doesn't do a lot of his own trading after full share. No, that's not true. He does it in double share, does it in captain share. Never mind. smoke pole. That's funny, I don't remember doing that yesterday. I got to the end of this half-mile run here. Couldn't remember if I had done that or not. I suppose I could check the file to see, but just really, what am I going to do about it if I find out? I said, what are you going to do about it if you find out? That's one of the things that's going on. One of my communities right now is taking a survey among the members of the community of self-published authors and how many are making more than $500 a year and how many are making less than $500 a year. And the problem with it, because they're really taking aim at the old Taylorist survey that came out last year sometime, and which the Guardian, the UK, picked up and has been widely promoting as morning. Most indie authors earn less than $500 a year. And it really does miss the point. First, the statistic is not generalizable. The methodology that he used to collect the data that they used to collect the data was really quite badly flawed. They don't have a representative sample of all indie authors. They have mostly are Kindle boards authors, and the survey was only open for a short period of time. Not only that, the instrumentation itself was really quite awful. There were questions that required answers, but for which no answer on the survey described what I was trying to say. So that was a bit, you know, the survey itself was problematic. And the problem with it is that the only thing that's standing between an indie author and publication is the indie author. And to try to compare that to traditional published authors, where a traditional pub author has to find a publisher who's willing to carry his or her work. And while that might be relatively straightforward in terms of small press, where you don't need to have an agent to get to many small presses, it doesn't necessarily hold true for some of the big ones. I mean, people have said, oh, you should submit to Bain Books. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yes, if I had, perhaps the first two books would be out by now. Maybe the first three. But I've got these two books that are ready to go. If I could just get Greedock off my desk so that I could work on them without fear of, well, without feeling unethical. Scott's been very good about it, but I'm not sure he would extend that goodness to, oh yeah, well, I'm going to publish another book instead of writing in yours. And it's only 40,000 words. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I was going to say, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time getting 40,000 words out. And the answer is, it's only 40,000 words. And it has to have all of these elements in it. It's like I'm trying to write to an outline. It's not exactly an outline because there are only plot points that I should cover or need to cover, would be nice to cover, but can't seem to put together a story that means anything to me. And if it doesn't mean anything to me, then it's very hard for me to write it. It's an interesting point. That's one of the things that happened in Oregon, was that there were all these things that didn't matter to me. And for the most part, I didn't have to write the whole story. I just had to write the first 500 words. So that worked out pretty well. But even though I didn't mean anything to me, it was they're also short, so it's like, it worked pretty well. Good morning. And the short stories were problematic. First one worked really well. Second one was horrible. And he did point out why it was horrible, and I agreed with him. I didn't always agree with him. In large part because a lot of his advice was tailored directly to short story writers. That's not what I do. 40,000 words, God. Oh, wow. It's beautiful. Sun is up. There's a little breeze that's rustling the grasses and making the leaves on the trees across the way flicker. Reflected sunlight. Half minutes in the first mile. Yikes. That was really cruising. Now, if I can just remember to upload and post this thing when I get to the house. Problem is, I'm already thinking about Greedock and where I left him. What am I going to do with him now? Half minutes on the second mile. That's not too shabby. Not shabby at all. I don't think I'll ever get this walk under 30 minutes total. I certainly won't get the talking part under 15. But still, it's kind of a good workout. I'm working up a sweat. I want my coffee. I want my breakfast. And I'm going to get it. But right now I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.